Your scriptures, the Revelation chapter 20. Revelation chapter 20 and verses 4 to 6. Verses 4 to 6. In the Bibles provided, this is on page 1489. I'll begin at verse 1 just to get the larger context. 1489 in the Bibles provided. People of God, hear the word of the Lord. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil, and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years. And cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more, till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that he must be loosed a little season. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, and for the word of the Lord, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Thus is the reading of God's word. You may be seated. The complexity of this chapter is one where I have felt the need to provide some handouts to those who are reading along with me these things. And I did verses 4 to 6 last week with emphasis upon who were those souls that were seen, of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God. Who were they? And we found that, of course, you can't see souls. And so they are represented here and representative of those who will be living during this 1,000 years or so. We don't know if it's going to be exact or if it's representative of a very long time that could even be longer than 1,000 years. Maybe it could be 1,200 years. For wouldn't it be longer than that which was under Antichrist? Antichrist, of course, rules 1,260. How much longer than the saints under Jesus Christ? And they will indeed be reigning. As every nation is covenanting with Christ, they'll be reigning for a very long time. Maybe 1,280 years, just to one-up the anti-Christian reign. But we have to go on and ask the questions. We answered last week, these martyrs are those who are living at that time that have the same spirit, the same soul, if you would, of the martyrs of old, like Perpetua and our covenanting forefathers during the killing times, who laid down their lives. These are the people living during this time who will have no corruptions from the world. They will not be influenced by the world. They are like the martyrs in practice in their life. They're like the martyrs in spirit, giving all to Jesus Christ and his kingdom, and not allowing any to fall in their lives to the kingdom of darkness. But what is this first resurrection? I noted it in passing last week, knowing that we would come in more detail here today. And I want you to notice a couple things about it, starting in verse 6. Every single person who partakes of the first resurrection escapes the second death. We know from the end of this chapter and also the next chapter that the second death is being thrown into the lake of fire. It's into hell. It's into eternal torments. Is the second death, where body and soul both go into eternal torments. Everyone who partakes the first resurrection escapes that. It tells us right away that in order for consistency to be had, the first resurrection must be pointing to something spiritual, and it must be universal. Every single person that escaped hell has experienced the first resurrection. And therefore, we start to understand what this first resurrection is. This first resurrection can be considered two ways in its cause and effect. The cause of the first resurrection, the Spirit of God, making a resurrection in the soul. And if you look at the analogy of scriptures and how this can be proved from other scriptures, the Lord Jesus Christ called your regeneration, Christian, being born again, being resurrected. And you'll see that in John 5:24, where Jesus says, "He that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation," the second death, "but is passed from death unto life." Death unto life is resurrection, is it not? The pass from death unto life is a resurrection. And that's what Jesus is pointing to in John 5. It's what he means by being born again in John 3. And in 1 Peter 1:23, this idea of a new birth is exactly what a resurrection is, spiritually speaking. The prophets speak this way as well. You'll remember Ezekiel 37, and you'll have the dry bones coming together, representing individual resurrections. But we see something in that prophecy which shows us exactly what this first resurrection is. It's not just individual merely, because just like the dry bones, which are individually made alive with a resurrection, so they come together as what? A large, innumerable army. This is exactly what the church is. This regeneration, as the calls by the Spirit of God, comes together as the army of the Lord. And the church is militant on earth. And it is, can be said, to go through times of like almost death and life. And the prophets speak about the church as a corporate person in this way. You have in Isaiah 66 being talked about the church as if being birthed in one day, a whole nation. This living again, this being born again as a whole nation. You see this in Isaiah 26:19. "Dead men shall live, together with my dead body shall they arise." Talking about the church as a corporate person. This is seen in Isaiah 66 along with 26. You see this with the dry bones as well. This is the fact that there's a corporate person in the church, that when there's a pouring out of the Spirit and there's these new births everywhere, these resurrections everywhere in individuals, it revives like a church that was dead or sleeping. It arises it into like another resurrection. And so this first resurrection is, of course, spiritual, referring to the individual, but it's also corporate and a revival of the church after being under the death which the Antichrist has placed her under. And this is that glorious period. This is that 1,000 years as it is represented. This like a resurrection of the church. And it happens from that spiritual resurrection, which is in every age of the church. And that is that resurrection which escapes us from the second death. And you'll see in the analogy of faith, we show that this first resurrection cannot be bodily. It cannot be a physical thing, because it produces innumerable errors, which makes us need to doubt the word of God and make contradictions in the word of God. Of course, by faith, we know that's impossible. And I encourage you to read those 5. I could have made it 10 or 15. I chose 5 of the principal ones to make it fit on one sheet of paper. These 5, I want you to read and consider that you make Jesus a liar if you make this first resurrection bodily. Because he is the one which said that there will be no kings or queens. There will be no priest, physical priest, no more. But if you make this first resurrection bodily, then you're making the priesthood come back. You're making kings come back and sit on thrones. But Jesus said that there will not be kings in my kingdom. So you're making Jesus a liar if you're making this first resurrection bodily. And you're also making Hebrews a direct contradiction, which said the priesthood is over. The only priesthood to be eternal is that of Melchizedek. And there will never be another priesthood ever again. besides the Lord Jesus. And so you can see how we are, by necessity, the Holy Spirit makes us submit to His will, that this first resurrection must be spiritual and have a spiritual meaning. Let us not go in error into a literal rendering, causing contradiction in the holy word of God. This is Revelation chapter 20, verses 4 to 6. I hope the hand